There are a lot of great organizations here in our community that we like to spotlight on 97.9 The Hill. One of them that we have spoken about on the air before is the Malawi Children's Initiative. This was created in 2017 by Dave and Elizabeth Fitzgerald. Elizabeth had gone to Malawi back in 2011 to work there. She's a UNC doctor focusing on pediatric care, and they have been working back and forth between the U.S. and Malawi for 10 years. The Malawi Children's Initiative was created in 2017. Elizabeth is back here in the States for now, but about to head back to Malawi very soon to continue that work and expand on it and grow it even more as we get into this year. So I thought we'd take the opportunity to welcome Dr. Elizabeth Fitzgerald here into the studio to share a little bit about it. Dr. Fitzgerald, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be back.
So this conversation sponsored also by the Durham-Orange County Medical Society. Get more info on their mission to support and promote health in our community online at docmedsoc.org, docmedsoc.org. So last time you were here, we've spoken before, was right before the last time you went to Malawi a couple of years ago. You're back real quick now, and you're heading out again within days, right?
That's true. Yeah, we actually had moved to Malawi in July of 2019, and the plan had been to live there for a year, but then COVID hit, and so we came back March 18th, and we've been here. I've been working back at UNC in the Pediatric Emergency Department since then and haven't been able to go back, and finally just got permission from the provost of the university to travel. I got permission on Tuesday, and I'm leaving on Monday.
Wow. Yeah. Did you have to plan everything like within 5 days? Or?
Yeah, I was laughing because I don't know anyone else who does this, but I'm leaving for Africa for a month, you know, in 5 days, and I haven't started packing.
Oh, no, of course not. Yeah.
No, I'm going to go shopping tomorrow, but I work basically every day until then, so... Yeah,
wow.
It'll be fine.
So for folks that don't know, tell us about the Malawi Children's Initiative. How did it get started? How did you connect with Malawi in the first place? What's the story?
Yeah, so the story is that my husband and I had a history of working abroad, and we were looking for an opportunity in Africa. And in 2011, I got a job with the Baylor Global Health Service Corps working with HIV-positive children in the outpatient setting. And I wandered into the hospital next door, you know, 50 feet away. And in contrast to the Baylor building, which was air conditioned and had, you know, translators, and you went into the hospital and it was just overwhelming. I mean, literally 5 children to a bed, you know, people dying just without any help. And so I started volunteering in that hospital, and really that changed my life. After 2 years of living in Malawi, we came back. I did a fellowship at UNC, and I've been traveling back to Malawi about 2 months a year until we moved there last year. MCI was started because I blogged about my experience while I was there. And I mostly just wrote stories about patients that I'd encountered and the things I was seeing. And people really wanted to help. You know, I think it's human nature when you hear these things that you want to help, but I think people often don't know how. And it took us a little while to get our act together, but in 2017, my husband and I started this organization to really facilitate people wanting to do good and connect the two communities that we love. So we've been in Chapel Hill for, you know, 20 years, 25 years, and in Malawi for 10, and they're really both our homes, and we love people from both countries, and this really helps them to connect.
Is there a patient that you remember the most?
There are dozens. I mean, the sad thing is that, you know, in a place like that, there are sometimes 6 kids who die a day, you know. And at UNC, thank God, in the 5 years I've worked there, I've not, you know, had a patient death in the emergency department. So it's really a different experience. And so there are certainly, you know, many who kind of haunt me. There's so many that I love. There's one little boy named Edward, and he had a infection in his brain, and he survived it. MCI paid for the CT scan and paid for the antibiotics and, you know, the nursing care. And he survived, and his mom still texts me. He hated me, you know, because he associated me with, you know, needle sticks. And but I loved him, and I would bring him candy to, you know, bribe him to like me. So I'm hoping when I go back, I'll get to see him. I have a remote control car for him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What have you been able, or what has the initiative been able to do?
We've done some great things. So we have three different areas that we focus on. One is education, and we built a school, a little schoolhouse for a village of orphans in 2018. We've paid for nursing care in the hospital. We built a pediatric lab that we still run. We staff it, and we supply reagents for the machines. And we provide scholarships for students, so elementary school through medical school. And then most recently, we've hired employees to work in the hospital. So we work in partnership with the Ministry of Health, and we have a staff of 12. So nutritionists caring for malnourished children, nurses, and the lab staff.
Wow.
Yeah.
And a lot of the support, and this is such a cool thing, comes from this community here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro.
So much of it is local. Yeah, we're lucky because we have the university here and a strong global health department and a lot of people who have also worked in Malawi and love it. But then also just friends and neighbors. My husband does F3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what a great group of men.
It really is.
Yeah, so they're just... We're really lucky to have so many people who recognize how much we have and really want to help others.
Yeah. And pure coincidence, our hometown hero this week is Dr. Adam Wolk, who also is in F3 and connected with Dave and has raised a ton of money, right?
He has. He is my hero, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Speaking with Dr. Elizabeth Fitzgerald, pediatric emergency doctor at UNC, assistant professor of pediatric emergency medicine, director of UNC Pediatric Resident Activities in Malawi, and co-founder of the Malawi Children's Initiative, which, by the way, you can get to online at malawichildrensinitiative.org. Go there, learn more about the organization, the work they're doing, the work they're going to do, and how you can help. So what is coming up? You're going back to Malawi in days.
Yes.
What's the plan when you're there?
So we're going to build a children's hospital.
Nice.
Yeah. It's crazy, but we're going to do it. So part of my work at UNC, my academic work, is looking at kids who are dying and living in the hospital in Malawi. So they don't have any kind of medical records. They write all their information on pieces of paper that are held together with surgical tape.
Wow.
Like at the side of the bed. So there's no data. There's no information. Kids die, and sometimes you didn't even know their name or their gender. So we created a database where we just logged information about what kids were experiencing. What were they dying of, or, you know, what diseases did they have? And from that, we realized that the hospital does a great job of taking care of kids with pneumonia and malaria, and there are thousands and thousands of them. But kids who need a higher level of care, so who have congenital heart disease or surgical conditions, they are dying. So in the U.S., less than 1% of kids who have a surgical condition die. In this hospital, it's 16%, so 16 times. So we're going to build a hospital that takes care of the sickest kids. It's going to have an operating room. It's going to have an ICU and a NICU, so a neonatal intensive care unit, and an emergency department. And we're going to work in partnership with the current hospital. And we're going to hopefully have academic partnerships to help staff it with physicians. But we need to raise $5 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
What goes into, like, you're starting from not scratch. You've got an organization. You've got, like, so many people on the ground that are going to help out in this, and people are going to take so many different responsibilities. But it's a huge undertaking to do.
Yeah. You know, I think it's all, the systems are all in place.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just need the money. We have 10 years of experience working in this hospital. This is coming from them. This is what they are saying that they need, and they are our partners in this. So I wouldn't be doing it alone. And then I have UNC behind me, which I'm really fortunate, you know, to have both. But really, this can't happen without MCI.
Yeah.
And this can't happen without, you know, people in the United States reaching across the ocean to these moms and to these children and helping them. You know, this is a dream and a vision, but I have faith. I have faith in people and in humanity. And I think people just often don't know how to help, but this is a way to help.
What can we do?
Yeah, so great question. So you can always go to the website, which you mentioned, malawichildrensinitiative.org, and you can always donate directly there. There's information about what we're doing on the website. And then we have a run, the Run for Malawi, which is coming up on May 1st. and you can sign up for that. Mm-hmm. There will be information about that on our website, too. So, and you can also volunteer. So I think if you're interested in volunteering, you can email us on our website.
Awesome. Again, MalawiChildrensInitiative.org is that website. So go there and find out more and get involved in this really important effort to build a children's hospital for folks who need it. And we were talking before we got started, you described this as your midlife crisis project, which is the best midlife crisis project. People buy sports cars. You're building a children's hospital.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, sometimes I wake up at 3 a.m. and I'm like, why can't you just be a normal person? Like, why can't you just go buy a convertible? Yes, exactly. But no, I mentioned my dad died at 48, and, you know, I'm, full disclosure, going to be 50 in September. And I just thought, I don't want to die without trying this. You know, this is the right thing to do, and I think it can happen. So I'm putting myself and putting us all out there, and let's do it.
I don't know if this is not normal, but this is what normal should be, right? Oh,
thanks. I don't think it's normal. Ask my husband. It's not normal.
We're speaking with Dr. Elizabeth Fitzgerald. MalawiChildrensInitiative.org is the website. We got to wrap up, but what else should folks know?
I think my take-home message always is that however much you love your family and you love your children, people there feel the same way. So they have the same fears, they have the same hopes, and they're, you know, you have the opportunity to reach out to them.
Again, MalawiChildrensInitiative.org is the website. Amazing work they're doing. Amazing work they're going to continue to do this year and beyond. Go there and find out more and get involved in any way you can. Dr. Elizabeth Fitzgerald, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And safe travels.
Thank you so much.